He promised himself, as his penis searched at her bottom for pleasure, that it didn't matter anymore if it was blackmail. This was the same wonderful feeling that the sex store had encouraged, the same pleasure in his penis, the same perfectly legitimate desire to fawn the lovely breasts that had got to him and made him poo in that female missionary's house. But to make his advantage stronger, hoping that there was real feeling there, he had to make her remember the trial and how it got her into a bikini. She was still playing the masturbation game, making men masturbate, but his pooing and the trial, the way it showed the female missionaries what had happened and how bad things really were, quickly changed the rules of the game, changing the way the girls acted, playing the same game, but escalating everything. So it went from unbuttoning their tops to appearing nude in Playboy in a short time and with very little regret, like it had been building for so long, and his pooing let it out, and with his penis now rubbing her ass, he knew the best way to petition her lovingly for anal sex was first to remind her of what had happened and gently hint at how it had changed her behavior, changed the girl's hunger for making men masturbate. And he told her directly, he thought she had really enjoyed his pooing, and she shook her head, no, she was offended, and she didn't know he was going to do it that second time, she only wanted him to talk, but he knew she had really hinted at wanting him to do that pooing, and she looked crestfallen, and for the only time apart from her moaning, she looked guilty, like she knew she was a part of this, and he reminded her of her behavior at his trial, wearing a bikini, and it seemed to really be bothering her, but not making her angry, like he was working away at her crotch with these words, with his dirty talk, but like he was stimulating her, and then he continued praising her ass and her breasts, in a lovely, sexual way, sexual but not too sexist, like he was practicing gentle sexism on her, to let her know, he loved her ass first, and loved her breasts, and her crotch was an enchanted forest, just like her ass, yes, a place of hidden pleasures, and his gentle but sincere, mild sexism, directed at enticing her vanity, encouraging all the things that missionaries tried to stop, that a small look from a man at her breasts, her solid tits, could get started again. His mild sexism just seemed to be working on her, to the point where she didn't seem to miss her chastity outfit, or even her see-through panties. And he realized, she seemed so overwhelmed in her crotch, and so easy and natural rubbing her bottom against him, like she hardly knew it was happening, like this was a date, like his penis had asked her ass on a date, on a bottom sex, lovemaking date, and her bottom had taken her breasts, her lovely bottom had taken her lovely breasts along with her, wanting to give extra pleasure, and the two of them had just come along on the lovemaking date between his penis and her bottom, even though they were never the real point of this sensual encounter. Her bottom was just so natural at rubbing, and it was so good at giving pleasure in a lovely way, nice and not too desperate, but it was like she didn't have any idea what she was really doing there, how much pleasure she was giving him, how easy it was for her to give it, or how little resistance, and he just told her how beautiful she looked in that bikini at his trial, and instead of being rude about it, he just thanked her, and she seemed to understand the message. The lovemaking date between his penis and her bottom seemed to reach a new level, as if it had always been about these, and the two of them were just a barrier to the lovemaking they were anticipating. His penis and this hot girl's bottom, this hot, bosomy girl's bottom. And then he whispered in her ear, reminding her more and more of that bikini at his trial, and he could feel it was the right thing. He had waited long enough, and it was now all right to tell her these things. And beads of sweat ran down her breasts, and they kissed sensually, and then he popped the big question, petitioning her lovingly and sincerely for bottom sex. She gasped in astonishment, it had finally happened. But as if to show him her sincerity, even though she was gasping, flustered, and under terrible pressure, her bottom just kept rubbing on his penis, so he hardly had to do anything to let her know what he wanted, she just took what she wanted. And it was like she was becoming much more active, much more involved, and he reminded her of the prizes for being the most desirable girl to have bottom sex with. Remembering this had made her moan before, asking her if she was building up tension that she might need to let out, whispering and asking, wouldn't you rather let it out in the bedrooms, honestly, with our privacy protected? She said nothing, but she held his hand sincerely and told him, she would call for him, when she was ready. She took her two most trusted friends, and put her panties on, and her high-heeled shoes, and walked beautifully, looking over her shoulders at him, as she seductively pulled the panties down a little for him, as she walked out view, making sure he was looking at her ass, posing with her breast silhouetted, and smiling rather wickedly to herself, smiling in a very naughty way, and he couldn't believe the transformation from the girl who had taken private chastity lessons, to the girl who had enjoyed his pooing, enjoyed appearing in Playboy, even when it was a trap, secretly enjoyed getting him to do his pooing again, and now, gleefully claimed her prizes for being the most desirable girl to bottom fuck, and then giving him so much, just for a very tiny bit of blackmail, and now, best of all, become a willing participant, taking active steps to turn him on, to make their lovemaking more exciting for him, to make him enjoy sex with her, so it was like she didn't just have the will to give in, and open her thighs and her sluice gates, she wanted him to enjoy having sex, and he couldn't imagine what was coming, as the bare-breasted girl smiled to herself, at everything that had happened, at everything that was happening now, and at everything that was still going to happen. She still clearly needed, not just to make men masturbate, but also to make her love-making partner even more excited about her than she was about him, needing to make many men masturbate, but also desperately needing to make her love-making partner crazy with lust for her ass. As the man continued to push his loving penis into Palua's ass, feeling that tightness of her lovely buttocks gripping him, feeling the squeezing of her bottom hole, her sphincter around his penis, feeling her sphincter lovingly gripping his shaft, listening to her talking about her lovely letter to him, talking about how she was going to flirt with men before offering her ass to him again, talking about how she was going to entice him with her ass, as well as make men masturbate themselves desperately while looking at pornographic pictures of her, talking about men desperately wanting her breasts, desperately wanting to fondle her lovely, solid tits, desperately wanting to tickle her ass and put their penises inside, talking vainly about how badly they wanted to fuck her, letting out her desperate vacuousness and vanity. He kissed her lovingly and thought about how lucky he was, and how amazing this had been. He had seen her beautiful ass before anything else, and then he noticed the size and bulk of her massy breasts just from her shadow, and she was naked when he saw her, and then he saw her nude breasts, then her beautiful, pretty, comely face, and he already wanted anal sex with her. Now, the wonderful squelching was happening, and he could hear and feel the squelching of his penis inside her buttocks, inside her anus, fucking beautiful Palu up the ass. He remembered the importance of pooing. When he did his poo that time, he had never felt so far from beautiful Palua, like her beauty could never save him from the mess he was in, like a beauty was laughing at him, and then she had shunned him that day, and he had felt so low, but then she had done her poo in the missionary's backyard, and suddenly it was all so different, and this happened even after she had been caught in a trap by the sex store, and tricked into appearing nude in Playboy magazine. He was having bottom sex with a girl who had been in Playboy magazine, a girl who had appeared in a special international pictorial about D-cup bare bottoms, a girl with sensationally large breasts, sensationally large, beautiful and lovely, who made men really yearn for her with her body, with her graceful breasts and her robust bottom, her lovely bottom that she loved showing, loved giving men a little peek at, because she knew it made them masturbate intensely for her. And she knew that many men had subscribed to the Playboy magazine, just because of her, just because of her first pictorial, and she knew that others had subscribed after she gave them a quick peek at her bottom, knew it was lovely to them, and she had come to accept, especially after the photo shoot in Playboy, that they were sincerely and honestly interested in having bottom sex with her, and those subtle, sensual hints they were dropping, were meant to be taken very seriously, because they really want to tantalize her young breasts, and really teach her pleasure. The man couldn't believe the wonderful squelching sounds he was hearing, and the wonderful squelching feeling in his loving penis, couldn't believe it had finally happened with this girl, with a girl who had taken private chastity lessons, and still as an 18-year-old, confessed in the Sex Store magazine to being a bare bottom. But the Sex Store had really taught him to respect women, and even though it showed their beauty, even though it tricked lovely, nubile D-cup girls into appearing nude, and taught men to see them as delectable sex delights, The emphasis was on respect and mutually pleasurable, loving sexual encounters and wonderful lovemaking, leading to wonderful orgasms for both partners. And although he was loving her ass with his penis, and although it had started with blackmail, the terms of their agreement had changed ever since he had tantalized her to the point where she laughed and pushed her crotch against him and let his penis milk pleasure from her. And certainly now that she was drawing the bedspring into her crotch, certainly the terms had changed, and he was squelching, enjoying a mudslide in a very different way than before. And he was so glad the sex store had taught him respect, taught to respect these beautiful girls, loving them erotically, but in a nice sensual way, and trying to bring them to orgasm. And because the sex store had taught him to respect women, with wonderful articles on how to get them to lower their inhibitions and their panties, with an emphasis on pleasure for the male readers, at the same time as teaching them how to give the girls wonderful orgasms, so they would keep coming back for more, teaching men the right way to do it, and teaching them the right thing, which was to tell a girl their sexual thoughts, but to keep their sexist thoughts private, without feeling bad about them, so they could really enjoy them privately, and admit to themselves that they were having bottom sex with a girl because they liked her ass. Teaching men not to criticize their personalities, but to admit to themselves that their D-cup breasts were lovely, and their hair was lovely, and they liked it when their conversation was frivolous and fun, and never serious. And all that wonderful talk of respect made him want desperately to give Palua a wonderful orgasm. He remembered the trial when he had done his poo in the missionary's house. Many girls, including D-cups, had come, and they had been quite aroused. But the most exciting moment was on the last day, the only time when beautiful Palua came, and she was there with her two most trusted D-cup friends, the same ones she had later joined in pooing with, and she had the top three buttons of her shirt undone, which the missionaries were constantly telling them not to do, and her friends had done the same, and it was like they had agreed to do it, believing they couldn't get in trouble, and they sat quietly nervously, as if they knew they were doing something really wrong. But when he said things about his poo, they played uncomfortably with their shirts, pulling them open and revealing their breasts. The girls had been in a lot of trouble because the female missionaries had seen it, and they complained to the girls that they were effectively showing support for this man and his attitude towards them. But the sex store showed support with their articles, saying the pooing could happen accidentally, and girls couldn't be blamed for opening their shirts up, and if they show their breasts supportively, people should be happy and respect their beautifully symmetrical proportions and just lovingly admire their breasts. It was the most supportive thing Palu had done before she did her poo that day, and he loved her for it, and he wanted to give her a loving orgasm, wanted this wonderful encounter to have a happy ending. He had been too direct in asking her for an orgasm, not showing her enough respect, not understanding how difficult this was for her, or how much it really meant to her to experience this pleasure for the first time, to be this brave, to go this far. So he asked her gently, "Lovely Palua, tell me, do you want this wonderful experience to have a happy ending?" A couple of tears fell from her eyes, but she shook them away, and honestly and sincerely said, "Yes. Yes, I really do." "And what does the sex store tell you a happy ending is? What do you think they are talking about?"
"I don't know. Just something nice."
"Do you want that something nice to happen to us? You think there's a happy ending waiting for us in this special encounter? You know I'm going to blackmail you again, but would you like it to be a happy experience? Do you want it to be a happy ending each time? Because that could happen."
"I don't know. Let's just think about tonight."
"Yes, a happy ending. Yes, that would be wonderful. Something nice." Then he asked her again, honestly and sincerely, to have an orgasm. She said nothing, but she gripped the sheets, then the bedposts, and her knuckles were white. And she spread her thighs a little further, and pushed her bottom towards him, and then into the spring, taking it deeply inside, and making almost no effort to conceal it. She was starting to pant heavily, and then suddenly she started moaning, a little at first, like she was desperately trying to control it, but it quickly got the better of her, and she was moaning, begging him to bring her to climax, telling him about the spring, telling him how wonderful it was, and he told her he could feel it with his penis, telling her he knew what she had been doing,
from the moment he entered her bottom. She looked a little dismayed, but he told her no, please, it doesn't matter, because that's how you've been signaling me, telling me what you like, and I've really been responding, because the sex store taught me to respect women, and I really want to show you pleasure, this is for both of us. She started really responding, and thanking him openly and sincerely when he did something right, telling him she wanted this happy ending, wanted to give it to him and wanted him to know when it happened with her, wanting him to give her pleasure, and experience the joy of being able to give a D-cup girl that happy ending, that special pleasure in her breasts, and between her thighs, in her crotch, where it felt best. She told him that feeling there was just wonderful, and she laughed joyfully, communicating with him about sex, telling him what she wanted, laughing at the freedom at last, as she was at last able to tell a man openly, how she wanted her breasts fondled, how she wanted him in her bottom, and when she wanted a finger on her crotch, she could just tell him, there was no longer any shame, any discomfort. She still couldn't talk about it easily, and wasn't comfortable talking about his penis directly, so they evolved a simple language to communicate about their lovemaking, and they referred to his penis as it, and her crotch as down there, so she could ask for extra attention down there, and he knew what she needed.